Dennis Law Estate Basketball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports Crew live courtside for all the action of Warriors basketball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
The 4-7 Stanislaus State Warriors host the Chico State Wildcats, who stand at 10-1, 5-0, perfect in conference play. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and from the Fitzpatrick Arena in Turlock, it's Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball. The Chico State Wildcats only losing one game to Jessup back on November 26th of 2024. It was a six-point loss in a relatively high-scoring game, 68-62. Or rather, that's Stanislaus 68-62. Chico State on the other side also losing to Jessup 48-44 and a lot lower scoring game. And in that regard, you look at the one team that's played both of these teams outside of conference play, and they match up very, very well against each other. Now, how does the Chico State Wildcats play against Stanislaus, and how does Stanislaus play against Chico State? We're going to find out today. We have the Coach Wayman Strickland show coming up in just a moment. Stay with us on BlueChipBroadcasting.com and on Flow College. It's the Coach Wayman Strickland show presented by the Fitzpatrick Dealership Group. I'm Levi Flores, and Coach, you're coming off a win, a home win against Cal Poly Humboldt. How do you take that win, and you're all hyped up, how do you take that into the day just 2 days later?
Well, the good thing is you have to constantly refocus, and you're always trying to get better, whether it's a win or a loss, a successful offensive possession or an unsuccessful defensive possession. You got to focus on the next thing and be in that moment. So we took some time to really enjoy that win. It was a good hard-fought win against Humboldt, and now we're going to have our hands full against Chico State. They're a senior-laden team. Their top six players are all seniors. They're solid. They're poised. They shoot the ball well. So it's going to be a great test and barometer for us to continue to grow.
Let's continue to look at that win column. 4-7 on the season, but the one that stands out due to records is 2-0 conference games at home. Now you're back at home for the third time in a conference game. How do you put that into perspective, hosting the second-best team in the conference?
Well, Chico's a good basketball program. They'll probably make, they'll definitely make our conference tournament. They'll probably be in the NCAA tournament for West Region. So it's a great measuring stick for us. We're relatively young. And we know we've got our hands full. We can't be complacent from playing well against Humboldt. And we've got to, again, like I said, we've got to refocus. And this is going to be a great measuring stick, because you have to perform to beat a team like Chico, and you've got to perform for the entirety of the game.
Here's a team that has a scoring margin of plus 16 points. They dominate on the point column, 75 points per game. How do you prefer this game to go? Do you want it low scoring, high scoring?
We want to slow the game down. We don't want to give them extra possessions. We've got to be solid. We don't want to put them on the foul line. And you know, we've got to execute. We've done a good job lately of limiting our turnovers. We don't want to have live ball turnovers, because that'll allow them to get out in transition and score easily. So we want to force them to guard multiple sides of the court defensively and get quality shots and not rush shots. You know, we don't want to take quick challenge shots, challenge 15, 17 footers off the dribble. We don't want to do those things. We want to get quality paint touches, try and get layups or wide open spot up jumpers from when we draw help. And we want to get ourselves to the free throw line and give ourselves a chance to score and get back and set the defense.
Now, anyone can look at the stat sheets and say one player scores this amount of points, this player scores the other amount. But one thing both teams have in common is Jessup as a common opponent. And both teams here losing. Chico State, it's actually their only loss, 48-44, low-scoring game, but they matched up well. Look at our side with Stanislaus, 68-62, a lot more points scored, but both teams matched up well. Can you put that into this game, seeing that Jessup matched well with both teams? Can we match up well with Chico?
We did not finish that game against Jessup. We were in position to win the game and did not show enough poise offensively or defensively to win that game. We prefer a slower pace. We don't necessarily want a wide-open game. because Chico likes to get out in transition, spread you out, have you make multiple mistakes, and get wide open shots. So we're going to try to limit the possessions. We're going to try to slow them down and really, you know, keep the pace that's more comfortable for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach.
You're welcome.
Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball. That was the Coach Wayman Strickland Show. We have the national anthem coming up in just a moment here as the Warriors and the Wildcats out on the court awaiting their time.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The Stanislaus State Warriors will be entering a new starting five for today's matchup. Deja Scott Mitchell, who had a dominating performance on Thursday with 15 points, fouled out in the fourth quarter. She'll be starting in today's matchup alongside point guard Quinn Garrett. Krista Anderson returns to the lineup down low at the five spot. Alyssa Primo, who had her career high in points, three-pointers made, and plenty more stats broken in career highs for her at her time at Stanislaus. She'll be in the starting five alongside Amaya Vancom Griffith. That's the Stanislaus starting five. On the other side, it's Chico State, Meadow Aragon, Mackenzie Laporte, Jordan Allred, Ciara Michalik, and Jadence Clifton. That is the Wildcats starting five. And as we get started from the fits, the Warriors in white going left to right to start, and the Chico State Wildcats in the red going right to left. Once again, it is Deja Scott Mitchell, Quinn Garrett, Krista Anderson, Alyssa Primo, and Amaya Vancom Griffin. And of course, always head coach Wayman Strickland with Riley Holiday, Kiana Davis, and Eric Monk alongside him as assistants. Krista Anderson will be at center court next to Meadow Aragon to tip. In Thursday's matchup, it took over 2 minutes for either team to score, and that followed into the second quarter as well. It took over 2 minutes for either team. Chico State will earn the ball. Tip went backwards, out of bounds. Chico State offense. We'll start with the ball. Moving to the outside, Krista Anderson can't cut off baseline. Flings it right back up top. Moving to the opposite corner now, halfway through the shot clock in Chico State's first possession. Will knock it down for three. It's number three. Jordan Allred has played and started all 11 games. And from three, she has taken the most attempts. That's her 22nd made three-pointer of the season at 43%. Now the Stanislaus offense. Quinn Garrett trying to match Allred on the other side. Bounce pass low to Dejah Scott Mitchell. Turns and shoots off the backboard and rims out. Here goes the Wildcats the other side. Allred back in control. Flings it right down to the low block. Anderson in her way. Going to force a miss, and it's Scott Mitchell with a defensive board. Garrett drives in, cuts back out, calls out the play. Anderson comes up from her low position. She gets the ball over to Scott Mitchell on the right side. Now it's Garrett in front of the Wildcat bench. Now Primo up top, drive, kick out. Anderson in the corner. 5 seconds to shoot now. Anderson having to back down, turns and unleashes from 15. Can't get that one to go. Not enough power on it. Allred kicks across in motion. The fast break layup for Chico State is good from the highest point scorer, Mackenzie Laporte, averaging just over 14 points per game. 5-0 Chico State leading Stanislaus 2 minutes into play. Anderson, top of the arc, looking for three. Pogo's out to a rebound for the Wildcats. Laporte already down court, cherry picking, waiting for the pass. Can't get her layup. Now Chico State caught in the paint. No 3 second call. Wildcats will stay with it as they try to go up and down. Too much on it. Goes out baseline. Head coach Brian Fogle, his 17th season with the Wildcats, saying to swing the ball, keep it moving, we're going to get better shots. As Dejah Scott Mitchell will be the first to score for Stanislaus. All you need is one basket to get the offense moving. We'll see what the Warriors do from this point, but their defense has to step up as the Wildcats now have 7 with the layup inside from Meadow Aragon. 14.4 points per game for her, 64% from the field, which is the highest on the team. Alyssa Primo at 18 points in Thursday's match. That's a career high. Now Garrett up and down to Scott Mitchell. Puts it up with two hands for safety. It's all been Dejah Scott Mitchell so far offensively for the Warriors. As long as they're scoring, Coach Wayman's going to be happy. Another missed opportunity for the Wildcats. Rebound down to Quinn Garrett, who's being guarded at half court. Favoring the left hand. One of those players that is a great point guard. She sees the court well, and she can dribble right or left. There's no weakness in the dribble game. Primo with 10 seconds to shoot. Offensive foul against Alyssa Primo. That'll be her first. First foul in the game. First foul on Primo. 7-4. Wildcats leading the Warriors with 6.5 to go in quarter one. Mitchellick brought it down. She now has it. Top of the arc. Flinging it. Trying to go back door. Forced pass denied by Scott Mitchell. Shot clock down to 20 seconds as the catalyst down low is Allred. She finds an open player from 16 feet out. Ball is bounced in the air, nearly given up. Trapped in the corner, Primo and Garrett. A dribble off the foot of Primo will keep it with the Wildcats. First substitution for Stanislaus. Tia Bearfield will come in for Krista Anderson as the Wildcats will make a substitution as well and bring in number 21, Kyla Wu, the 5'6" sophomore out of La Palma. She'll get a shot right off the bat, but we have a whistle on the other side of the court, and that's a 3 in the key call against the Wildcats. We saw a potential three in the key earlier in the game. Wasn't called. Warriors got the ball anyway. It doesn't matter. But on this one, Wildcats get caught with too much time in the rectangle. Garrett goes right to Primo. Primo all the way down, strong to the hoop. Didn't catch enough of the backboard to drop its way in. Warriors fail on another possession despite getting to the basket, but that's the shots that Coach Wayman wants. Finding the middle, 10-footer. Batted away. Coach Wayman's thinking you have to grab those rebounds. You can't just bat them away. You have to bring it down in your possession. Fairfield gets this rebound on her second attempt. Chico 7, Stanislaw 4 in the first, nearing the midway point of the quarter. Primo to Garrett, left side. In the far corner, Fairfield calling for it. She goes up and down to Scott Mitchell. She has a one-on-one. She turns and spins and can't get it to go. Another open three for the Wildcats. Short, weak side to Primo. Garrett slows it up, bringing the ball down, gets the call from Wayman. 1 second to get past half court, does so just in time. Playing tight defense is Kayla Wu, and too tight as she tries to go for the reach and slaps the arm instead of the ball. Timeout, 7-4, Chico leading Stanislaw at the Fitz.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Mr. Bach in, like, forever? 10 Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lanes.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue. The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for...
7-4, Chico State leading Stanislaw in the first quarter. Halfway through, Tia Bearfield returns to the court alongside Krista Anderson. Chico State on the floor with the ball. Anderson reaches in to tie it up for the jump, and that'll be Stanislaw ball. Up to Primo. 5 seconds to shoot. They never reset the shot clock. Primo bouncing inside, and another offensive foul against Primo. A little extension of the left forearm. She had to drive down quicker than she wanted to because the shot clock was never reset. After Chico State had full possession on the floor, Anderson then reached down to then tie up for the jump ball. And because Chico State had full possession, that means the shot clock resets for them. And then after the jump ball, it resets back to Stanislaw in that favor. Never did. And as Chico State went down the other side, there was a foul down low. Maya Vancom Griffin will re-enter for Stanislaw as Primo had picked up that last foul. First free throw Mackenzie LaPorte, able to get the second of two. 8-4, the Wildcats. Rather low scoring compared to their average. Amaya. Good for three. Vancom Griffin knocks it down from the outside. Makes it a one-point game. All right. Swings it back to the other side, to the open Jaden Clifton from the corner. Fakes it. Anderson cuts off baseline, and so is Scott Mitchell attacking the opposite side. Great defense. Shot clock under 10. They'll put off a shot. All red three answers. Vancom Griffin had knocked down the three, and right back, it's all red with her second made three of the game. Scott Mitchell wants a chance at three. Too much on it. All red kicks it left. Now to the corner for the Wildcats. Another three. Mackenzie Laporte knocking down the triple. Back-to-back possessions with three. And just like that, from an 8-7 game to a 14-7 game with Chico State leading. Anderson loses that, and Chico State will regain it as they enter for the first time Camille Reed, the 5'8" freshman out of Antioch. Fairfield finds the top. Chico State on the drive, gets past Mitchell to an open player right down the center of the paint. Flicks it up and good. Good job. 10 seconds to shoot. Make it 11. Pass deflected. It'll stay with the Warriors. Bearfield. Find the open player on the inbound. Garrett comes up. 10 seconds to shoot now. Scott Mitchell sets the high screen. Garrett slides to the right. Now kicks back left. Trying to find the layup. She uses the footwork to throw it up with the right hand and off the backboard for two. 16-9. Chico State all red. Two made threes in the game. We'll push it down low. Three white jerseys guarding one, which means there's an open player on the outside. The shot's taken. Won't go. Offensive board resets the shot clock to 20. And the Wildcats remain with it as the drive on the right side is good for two. Madison Perry, the 5'10" junior from Loomis, previously played at Cal Poly Humboldt, now in the Chico Red, extending the lead back to 9. Fairfield gets it stripped, stays with the Warriors as we have a whistle blown. It'll be a foul against the Wildcats. Rather, it goes the other direction for Chico State. Trap on the high wing. All red. Forces middle. Baseline jumper is good. Just inside the three-point line. Coach Wayman will call the timeout with just over a minute remaining in the first quarter. It's 20-9. The Wildcats leading Stanislaus at the Fitz.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Chico State Wildcats after the 5-minute break on a huge scoring tear. 20-9 is the score with just over a minute to go in quarter one. Warriors have Quinn Garrett, Tia Bearfield, Krista Anderson, Deja Scott Mitchell, and Amaya Vincon Griffin on the court. That's the five. A minute to go in the first. Coach Wayman called the first timeout of the game between the teams. The very first timeout was the media timeout halfway through the quarter. Maya Vengkong Griffin with 3 points, a third of the team's points that she hit from the top on the outside. Tries to throw this one up. No whistles. Couldn't get it to go. Wildcats in motion now. They'll get an open three. All red looking for her third three of the game. Going to come up short on the deep ball. Good Wayman calls for the ball to get across half court. 5 second differential between shot and game clock. Garrett hits the high screen from Scott Mitchell. And the foul will be called on Kayla Wu. Tried to fight through the screen and had a lot of contact. Scott Mitchell, she got called with a moving screen in Thursday's game. Came over and asked coach, was I moving? And they said, yes, you were moving. And now definitely cleaning that up in today's game. No shot clock for the Warriors. Hoping to keep it to a single-digit game if they're able to make one more shot before the half. Or before the quarter, rather. Garrett. Good for three! Quinn Garrett knocks it down from deep. The half-court heave, not going to go. 20-12 as Garrett ends the quarter with the three. It's an 8-point game as we head to the second.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away?
Make sure to check out all of our lovely sponsors at BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Thank you to Sherlock Direct Magazine for being a great sponsor of Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball. 20-12 is the score, with the Wildcats leading Stanislaus at the end of the first. Starting the second, here's Deja Scott Mitchell flinging it to the outside. Amaya, she'll take another three. She's set up and just off the right side rim. Perfect power, wrong line, but it will stay with the Warriors as there's a foul down low on Chico trying to go for the rebound. That'll go on Jaden's Clifton. That's her first. So the Warriors with 20 seconds to shoot after that foul. Here's Tia Bearfield. Anderson, who's going for the pass, couldn't get it the first time, had to cut back around to get it. 6 seconds to shoot. Then Com Griffin, looking to get it off, forces middle, turning, shooting, as Deja Scott Mitchell hits the rim to reset, but the Wildcats are the first to pounce. Coach Wayman and the Warriors had great second half adjustments, and during the quarter break, hoping to make those same adjustments. Great halftime adjustments, rather, in the previous game, and hoping that they can do that for each quarter. They force a stop here after the missed shot attempt. High screen, Anderson. Garrett on the pick and roll. Beautiful play, not executed to the best of their ability, but at least had the attempt. 5 seconds to shoot. Bearfield has to get rid of it before getting called for the 5 second violation. Scott Mitchell from deep will hit the rim, and both teams will let it fly out of bounds. the Supremo to re-enter and will take out Tia Bearfield. So it'll be Primo, Garrett, Scott Mitchell, Anderson, and Bangkok Griffin. Nearly 2 minutes into the second quarter, no score from either team. From the corner, open for three, takes the shot. Scott Mitchell trying to fight for it, goes loose, and in the Warriors' direction, it'll go. Primo makes it once more. Just got into the game, was there on the defensive possession, and he comes right out. Once again, over 2 minutes of play has happened in the second quarter. No score from either team, so the defenses have certainly picked up. Garrett finding Bearfield, attacking baseline, but too close to the baseline as her foot hits the white line. Anderson, great defense on the baseline. Shot hits nothing. A foul down low will go against Tia Bearfield, who is behind the shooter. That's Bearfield's first foul. One of two at the free throw line, 21-12. Garrett over to Anderson. Bearfield, they're keeping it high as of now. Scott Mitchell hoping to set the screen. Bearfield caught on the travel. One extra step. All red on the bench for Chico State. She's the main scorer on the team. She has 6 points, all from deep, 50%. Foul against Sierra Mihalik, the 5'5" senior out of Santa Rosa. Another player in the CCAA that has played at other colleges before switching to another conference opponent. Garrett, the normal point guard, goes to the low block. She'll be playing the middle. Sets the screen for Anderson to move down low. A lot of physicality down there with Anderson. Perry giving her a hard time. Anderson, with 10 seconds, has to get it off. Puts it from 10. Nothing but net. Krista Anderson puts it down, and that's the first made basket from the field in quarter number two. Chico still resulting in that deep ball. Scott Mitchell forces a pass. 10-footer short. Amaya Vancom Griffin will strip it away. And a jump ball. Alternating possession, Chico State holds on to it. Warriors will get the next one. Catalyst from the baseline, Jaden Clifton, the 5'7" senior from Academy of Art. A team that plays a lot of conference opponents in the CCAA. 15 seconds on the shot clock for Chico State. They get it inside the paint. Anderson will now grab it and another jump ball. This time it was Mackenzie Lepore tied up with Krista Anderson. Quinn Garrett moving from that point guard position, now acting as almost a three spot in a power forward. I think Tom Griffin will basically be leading the team as of now. Coach Wayman making some changes offensively. 10 seconds to shoot for the Warrior offense. Anderson will make the attack. Almost had it again, and now another foul. Scott Mitchell was down in the paint, took a power dribble, but she's the one called for the foul with a push. That's Scott Mitchell's second foul. Two players with two fouls on the Warriors. Mihalik kicks it right side. Kayla Wu, now the other side, all red, back in the game. She has 6 points, all from three. Scott Mitchell, nice defensive stop. Primo in the corner tries to get it low to Scott Mitchell. Allred tipped the pass and away from Scott Mitchell to get a steal. Caught at the 15-foot line. Passes high over the head of Primo to Allred. Now a 17-footer. Not going to go because of the travel. Timeout halfway through the second. Only 3 points scored through 5 minutes in the Warriors. Trying to close the gap, but have only been held to two.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceforwardofturlock.com to learn more.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Chico State leading 21-14 halfway through quarter two. There's only been 3 points scored in the quarter. 2 points for Stanislaw, one for Chico, and the first made basket from the field was at the 6 minute 30 second mark in the quarter. And that's the only made basket from the field. Chico State earned their point from the free throw line. It's like a clock issue that the officials are trying to get underhand. And Stanislaw State, 14 points, are currently led by Quinn Garrett, who has 5. 2 of 2 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. 100% shooting for her. Behind her is Deja Scott Mitchell, who has 4 total points, 2 of 7 from the field. She's taking the most attempts, but she's the one who's getting the most reasonable shots for Stanislaw. Always down in the paint, always trying to attack down there. Then Amaya Van Kamp Griffin, 3 points. She's 1 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from the 3-point line. Krista Anderson adding 2 points to that as well. 21-14 as we're back in play. 4:50 to go in the first half. They just got Mitchell holding on the right side wing. Kicks it left side. Quinn Garrett from the top, forcing it down. Scott Mitchell will put it up from 10, trying to get the shooter's touch, and does. Scott Mitchell able to knock it down. Corner three for the Wildcats. Off the mark. Fought for down low. Will miss the second chance. They'll have a chance at three as Van Kamp Griffin goes to the outside defensively, but it's not going to matter. Mackenzie Laporte knocking down the Wildcats' first second-half basket at the 4-minute, 12-second mark. Scott Mitchell in the corner. Deep pass to Primo. 7 seconds to shoot. Van Kamp Griffin is in the other corner. Gets tripped up and will get called for a travel. Oh, Chico State just made their first second-half basket in their last possession. They missed the first two attempts. It was third time the charm. They kicked it to the outside. Now the Warrior defense stepping up. Travel. Tried to drive inside, picked up the dribble, was going to go and finish. Then the defense once again stepping up at the right time, forcing her to pass out. But she took one extra step before she had the chance to move the ball. Primo, one-on-one at the top. Now it's Scott Mitchell, left side wing. Anderson asking for a cut. Not going to get the pass, but there is a foul on the reach. That's Mackenzie LaPorte. Actually, rather, that's Meadow Aragon. It's just her first foul. Scott Mitchell bodying down low. Fouled. She'll get a chance at two free throws. Be the first free throw attempts in the game for Stanislaw. Chico State has attempted four, their 50%. And now Stanislaw, Deja Scott Mitchell, will be at the line. She's taken 21 attempts on the season for 43%. Scott Mitchell misses the first attempt. And misses the second, 0 for 2 at the line. All red. Looking for her third made three. Not going to get it. Scott Mitchell with speed going down to grab the rebound. Double dribble on Tia Bearfield. As soon as the Warriors get their hands on it, they give it right back. Two and a half to go in the first half. The pass low, blocked by Scott Mitchell. The denial down low. It'll stay with Chico State. But once more, the Warrior defense standing strong. Anderson on the defense. After the inbound, Scott Mitchell tries to creep in front. Couldn't deflect it. Leaves her wide open low. Meadow Aragon will score two more. Quentin Garrett ready to re-enter for the Warriors. Primo on the drive. 10-foot floater is good. It'll knock down the score back to 8 points. Warriors still behind. 26-18 with two to go. Top of the arc. Bearfield steps up. Cutter in the popcorn machine. Baseline, no, rattles out. Venkom Griffin launches off her kneecap and goes out to Primo. Will now take it, looking for something fast break, but too many defenders get there before she has the chance to attack. Five seconds to shoot. Griffin will look at three, short. Taken significantly less three-point attempts in this game compared to Thursday's matchup against Cal Poly Humboldt. 7 three-point attempts in this game for 30%. Drive cut off by Venkom Griffin. They'll continue to move it. LaPorte will attack over Scott Mitchell and dish down two more points. Garrett, one-on-one. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Primo. Three. Too much. Good looking shot, just didn't have it. LaPorte, low. double teamed. On the floor, reaching down, will be Anderson. Will force yet another jump ball. It'll stay Chico State ball. Coach Fogel of the Wildcats saying one shot. It's a 7-second differential between shot and game clock. It means the Warriors, if Chico State holds off to the very end of the shot clock, will just have a couple seconds to move the ball down court. They want to go into the half with a single-digit game if they can. 5 seconds to shoot. Philip Port blocked by Anderson. 8 seconds for the Warriors. Here's Garrett. Moving right side. Will back up, needs to get it off. They're not going to. It'll be a 10-point game as Garrett just couldn't find an open shot. 28-18, Chico State leading Stanislaus. At the end of the first, it was 20-12. Stanislaus held to 6 points. Chico State with 8 in the second quarter. Coach Wayman Strickland joining us at the half before heading back to the locker room. Coach Wayman, first half. Chico State shooting a lot of deep threes. And with Stanislaus, we saw them on Thursday shoot a lot of early three-pointers, and you didn't want to see that. You want to see the ball get down low. But now the shot selection.
We've taken about 6 shots that were bad shots. So we are 2 for 8 from 3, and 5 of those shots were really bad three-point shots. We took 2 3 step-back threes. We've got to, and we got 10 turnovers. So in the pace we want to play, we can't just turn the ball over, and we can't take bad shots. But we're battling. It's a 10-point game, and, you know, that's all I could ask from our team is to try to be a little bit more resilient. We shot 50% in the first quarter on threes, going 2 for 4. And then that second quarter, I don't believe any of our threes were good shots.
Let's look at the defensive standpoint. So in the game, in the second quarter rather, Stanislaus didn't score until 3.5 minutes into the second quarter. And you would say that's bad because we're not making shots. But when you look at the defensive side, you didn't allow a Chico basket until the 4-minute mark in the quarter. How do you get the offense going and get them in tandem with the defense?
The important thing on the offense is you have to get quality shots. So good offense comes from moving the ball quickly and getting quality shots and making solid decisions. We're trying to piece it together, but we haven't done that, you know, because that's why we have the 10 turnovers and only 3 assists.
How do you stop Mackenzie Laporte from scoring offensively for Chico?
We're worried about stopping Chico in general. Laporte is a good player. She's got 11. We're handling everybody else, but we haven't guarded her well. She's flashed in the high post and made a couple shots, and she's 2 for 3 on threes. So we're doing the best we can. We held them to 17% shooting in that second quarter. On the half, they're shooting 32%, so that's pretty good. And Laporte's a good player. She's going to get some points.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the halftime show after this message from your local Blue Chip broadcasting sponsors.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit its rock in like forever? Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Your CCAA halftime update. We look at the scores from Thursday. LA and San Bernardino went into triple overtime, 93-88. San Bernardino came out on top of that. When we look at Chico's score, they got a win against Monterey Bay, 70-61. And then Stanislaus State with a win over Humboldt. That game ending with a 62-56 score. Now to today's score. All scores at halftime. Humboldt down by one to Monterey Bay, 25-24. Pomona up by one over LA, 30-29. San Francisco up 34-23 over San Marcos. And Dominguez Hills leading San Bernardino, 41-21. The Sonoma East Bay game will be played tonight at 5:30. You can catch that on Flow College. And here at the Fitz, it's a 28-18 score, with Chico State leading the Warriors in what you can call a low-scoring affair. It's been a wild game where in the second quarter, neither team scored from the field until the six-and-a-half-minute mark. That was Stanislaus scoring their first bucket, and Chico State didn't score for the first 6 minutes of the quarter. The scoring ended up with 8 points in the second quarter by Chico, 6 points by Stanislaus, still falling behind slowly. But Coach Wayman and the team on Thursday made great second-half adjustments that ended up winning the game against Humboldt. Can he do that again today against the number two team in the conference? We will find out when Stanislaus State Women Warrior Basketball continues on Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal. Making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Chico State 28, Stanislaus State 18 at the end of the first half. Third quarter will be starting in about 7 minutes. Looking at Stanislaus State in their first half, they're led by Deja Scott Mitchell with 6 points. She's 3 of 8 from the field. She's taken 2 attempts from three, haven't made either of those, and she was the only player for Stanislaus to make it to the free throw line, unable to connect on those either. And the swing of points, when you look at it, the field goal percentages aren't great for either team. Game field goal percentage for Chico State, 32%. For Stanislaus, it's 38%. So they've shot a lot less attempts. They've made a couple less, but better in the percentage-wise. When you look at three, Chico State has taken a lot of attempts, 14, only making 4. And for Stanislaus, they've attempted 8 and made 2. And that is a worse three-point percentage. But Stanislaus, those threes that they've allowed have hurt the team more because their defense inside has been fantastic. And Chico State is almost automatic from the outside. They have the same shot no matter what. They may not go down, and it's not a 100% make, but they're automatic in taking the shots. And unless you block it, you're not going to make them waver. So it's just them missing those shots. For Stanislaus State, besides Deja Scott Mitchell, you have Quinn Garrett, who has 5 points and is 100% from the field. Amaya Vancom Griffin has 3 points. She made a three-pointer very early in the first quarter. And besides that, you have Krista Anderson, Alyssa Primo holding on to 2 points apiece. Deja Scott Mitchell, Alyssa Primo, 2 fouls apiece. Those are the only two players in what you would call foul trouble for Stanislaus. For Chico State, Meadow Aragon and Kayla Wu, both with 2 fouls apiece. They're led by Mackenzie Laporte in scoring, in which Coach Wayman said she's a good player. She's going to get shots up. She's going to make points. And we're just going to hope that we can play the defense that we need and stop the team overall. They're handling everyone pretty well, even Mackenzie Laporte, as she has had 2 made threes, which is half her points. But if the Warrior defense can stand and keep Chico State from scoring, if they can match their defensive efforts into their offensive efforts, the Warriors certainly have a high chance of winning this game. But it's all about that offense. If they can overcome the 10-point deficit and continue from that point, we'll have more of the halftime show and be back with the third quarter when we continue from the Fitz.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp.
Second half underway as Chico State leads 28-18 at the Fitz. It's Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. And Coach Wayman on Thursday had great second half adjustments. We're going to see if the team can make the changes here. Primo tries to go up and down, gets deflected, a turnover to start quarter three. Here's Chico State in their first offensive possession. Garrett trying to get it back. Can't get the reach from the corner. The Wildcats, who shot well in the first half, will knock it down with Laporte. She now has three made threes in the game. She's 75% from outside in the team's leading scorer with 14 of the team's 31. Anderson on the left side. 10 seconds to shoot for the Warrior offense. Vancom Griffin will move bottom to top. Now on the left side, Vancom Griffin will go up and have too much. Wildcats on the fast break, kick it across. Anderson stands tall. Great defense by her to force a miss from Laporte. A rare miss. She stands at 50% in the game. Garrett tries a bounce pass to Scott Mitchell, and the ball just goes directly to the defense. She goes hip to hip all the way down, but the fast break will go for Meadow Aragon. The team's second leading scorer with six, tied with Allred. Primo. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Garrett. First miss of the game for her. Scott Mitchell with an offensive board gets the pullback. Not a wasted possession. Scott Mitchell dominating down low inside the rectangle. That's her fifth rebound of the game. Laporte in the corner. Goes back to the wing. Another three. Down the hatch for Jaden's Clifton. That's her first made basket of the game. 50% from deep as she missed her one previous attempt in the first half. Laporte tied on defense. Hip to hip with Anderson. Anderson finally able to get it out. Not allowed the turnover. Here's Primo. Right side wing. Primo will go on the attack. Take a bounce and get it to go. Alyssa Primo had a tough first half as she picked up two fouls, only made one basket. And this time learning from her mistakes, extending those arms out. Now holds them close, just takes the hit, and then goes up with the shot, finishing all the way through. Ashley Barr will re-enter. She played 9 minutes in the first half. 4 points in those minutes played. Laporte, guarded by Garrett. Now a handoff will go to Mihalik. Drive inside. No touch there. We'll stay with the Wildcats as Allred missed and got her own rebound. Garrett gets a screen from Scott Mitchell. Garrett hands it out to Anderson. Her three off right. Fast break going to Laporte. They're cut off. But now it's in the corner for another three. It's good. Knocked down triple. Jaden's Clifton was scoreless in the first half. Now has two made shots in quarter three. 39-22. Chico State went back to the locker room and saw the weaknesses in the Warriors and now attacking those. Warrior defense was very strong in the first half, but now they'll give another turnover as that's three straight for Clifton. Timeout, Coach Wayman, timeout Warriors, and it's a 41-22 score, 4 minutes into quarter three.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Forty-one twenty-two. Wildcats leading Stanislaus State. Warriors, Coach Wayman, call the timeout. Ashley Barr is called reaching in. That's only her first foul. First foul in the quarter for either team. Quinn Garrett now for the Warrior offense gets a high screen to J.J. Scott Mitchell. A pick and roll goes nowhere as Scott Mitchell was just trying to get to the block and wasn't quite open. Garrett in her point guard mind was saying, I need to pass the ball, and that's what she does best. But when she got open, should have shot it. But she has that mentality first of getting the ball into a better place. Primo mixing up with Laporte, force it out of bounds. Chico State will remain with it. Pass deflected. Amaya Vancom Griffin will get her hands on it, and now it's Garrett who will get credit with the steal. Scott Mitchell, another high screen. Garrett into a three ball. Scoreless in the second half. She was perfect in the first. Allred will go down, beat out the Warrior D, and score yet another breakaway basket. 43-22, halfway through quarter three. Garrett will move the ball past half court. She'll be closely guarded by Mihalik. Bearfield, shot clock under 10. Scott Mitchell sets the screen, will go through. Beautiful play, just couldn't finish at the rack. And Scott Mitchell, a great player to have set screens in Chico State, just trying to bulldoze through her chest. We saw one penalty, one foul against Chico State earlier in the first half by just hitting Scott Mitchell, who is setting the screen. And a couple chances here for them to blow the whistle, but allowing the teams to play it out. .43-22, Chico State with a large lead in the second half.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you could find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College. Go to bluechipbroadcasting.com to listen live for the games and listen to our archive as well if you missed a game. Or if you're watching at home, Flow College, thanks for being a part of this journey with us. 43-22 is the score with Chico State leading Stanislaus. 4 minutes 24 seconds to go in quarter number 3. One foul apiece in this quarter. And it's LaPorte at the free throw line. As soon as they can score, they put up 14 points. Make it 15 as she connects at the free throw line. .45-22, Bearfield, Scott Mitchell, Primo, Vancom Griffin, and Garrett are the Warrior Five. Bearfield looking at her options. All other four in motion. Bearfield gets it to Garrett. Top of the arc. One-on-one. Trying to push down. Now at the 15-foot line. Shuffled her feet for the travel. Switching court to an open all red. On fire from three in the first half. Second half, not pairing well for her from deep. Warriors go five out. Leave the paint open. Primo sets a high screen. Scott Mitchell doesn't take it. She goes the other way. One on one down low. Got it to go through over the top of Ashley Barr. All red pushes low. Bangkong Griffin couldn't get the rebound. Chico State player standing head and shoulders over her. All red travels off the inbound. Krista Anderson now entering for Amaya Vancom Griffin. The Warriors will get some size down low between her and Scott Mitchell. Fairfield on the attack. Scott Mitchell will go up with the right hand. No. Under three to go in the third. All red. Dribble drive. Splits two defenders and got it to go. Primo and Garrett reaching their hands out, but not enough to stop All Red from attacking the basket. Coach Wayman wants a timeout. He'll be granted one. 47-24 is the score. Here's another look at your local Blue Chip Broadcasting sponsor.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the STAN State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordOfTurlock.com to learn more.
Stanislaus State Woman Warrior Basketball in the third quarter. 2 minutes, 27 seconds remain. 47-24, the Chico State Wildcats leading Stanislaus State. I'm voice of choice, Levi Flores. Coach Wayman just called the timeout. The Warriors' first half efforts looked very strong. 28-18 was the score. But now Chico State putting up 12 points and more since our last break. Scott Mitchell playing hacky sack with the ball down low. We'll throw it up and get it to go. Deja Scott Mitchell. She can do anything when it comes to the paint. Laporte. Attack. The kick. To an open wing. Not going to take the shot. Laporte. Corner. No good. Deep rebound. Allred. Chico State offense stays with it. Bounce pass. Low. Back door. Kicking across. Allred. Now to the other corner. 10 seconds to shoot. Laporte. Same shot. This time it's good. Mackenzie Laporte from downtown. Fast break. Laporte. It's good. Mackenzie Laporte, unstoppable in this matchup. Shooting over 50% from the field. Final minute of the third. Here's Bearfield. Look for Anderson. Laporte on her. Denying everything. Bearfield. Pogo's out. Scott Mitchell trying to fight for it. Takes a spill into the knee of Primo. She's trying to get down court. And help on the defensive side. Allred with a left-hand lay. Not going to go. Still loose. 3-on-1 down low. Quinn Garrett finally getting her hands on leather to take it back for the Warriors. Garrett trying to fight through Allred. We'll finally get her hand on it. 7 second difference between shot and game clock. Garrett will finally attack. It's Primo. 5 seconds to shoot. Primo lost it in the air. Gets it back with 2 seconds. Denied. It looked like some extra time went off the clock. The Warriors will only have 0.4 of a second to get a shot up. Seemed like they had nearly a second, but they're not going to add any extra time to the shot clock. Into Anderson, not off in time. Chico State, 3.5 seconds to end the third quarter. It'll come up way short. They just got Mitchell. We'll get credit for a rebound on that. And as we head to the fourth, it's 52-26, Chico State leading the Warriors in this CCAA matchup.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue. You can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
52-26, Chico State leading Stanislaus at the Fitz. Don't forget the men's matchup coming up in just a little bit from Turlock. You can join Brian Nelson on BlueChipBroadcasting.com and on Flow College. Fourth quarter starts now with Chico State in control. Doubled up the score on the Warriors. Pass low to Anderson. Flick out to the corner. The drive. Another pass gets it in front of the Chico bench. Primo standing tall on defense. Warrior defense looking good on this first possession. Shot won't go. Offensive board put back. It's good. Madison Perry with just her second made basket in the game. Sheenhouse has 4 points. Scott Mitchell, high screen. Attacked by Garrett. A nice spin move inside. Oh, what a move. No finish for Quinn Garrett. Then Tom Griffin, great defense alongside Garrett at half court to try to create the half court stop. Chico State's height dominating boards in the second half. Quinn Garrett, the guard, with another rebound. That's her third. And then a nice shot deep. Stoppage of play. Alyssa Primo called for a technical foul. Technical free throws for Camille Reed. Both go down, Chico State. He'll inbound after that technical and the free throws. Baseline, Anderson stops her. Rebound, Deja Scott Mitchell. Handoff back to Quinn Garrett. 56-28 is the score. Anderson gets it from 15. Can look back at her time playing at Modesto Junior College, and that's a specialty for her mid-range jumper, especially from the baseline. Reed was looking to answer, couldn't do so, and the Warriors will bring it back. Scott Mitchell, blocking foul, no good on the shot, but she will be back at the free throw line. Scott Mitchell, the only Warrior to attempt free throws in the game, who's 0 for 2 on her last trip to the line. Now hits the first of two here. He will hit both 2 for 2, this time at the charity stripe. Garrett, Scott Mitchell, Vancom Griffin, Anderson, and Primo are the Warrior 5. Coach Wayman saying very aggressive on defense. Primo, need you to create those stops. Another three goes down the hatch for Kayla Wu. Knockdown triple. Wildcats have 59. Great backdoor pass from Garrett to Scott Mitchell. Anderson, great use of the backboard, but not the right spotting. Thank you. dribble drive down the middle, puts it up from 10, and that'll go to Chico State. Can't miss a shot. Garrett down to Anderson. Primo on the attack, gets stripped, but the whistle blows. Reach and foul. Call it for a blocking foul, rather. That'll be against Camille Reed. Only the second foul against Chico in the fourth quarter. Up and down, Dejah Scott Mitchell from the high post. Looking at a one-on-one. Try to back it down. Goes up with it, and another foul. This foul will go against Meadow Aragon. That's her third. Her fourth, rather. Scott Mitchell, 1 of 2 this time at the free throw line, keeping her 50% average on the game. 61-33. Here's Chico State's offense with 6.5 to go in the quarter. Vancom Griffin, credit for the steal. Great trap in the corner, pushed it out. Vancom Griffin got there. Bring it back into Warrior possession. Quinn Garrett now on offense. Scott Mitchell, 10 seconds to shoot. Goes over to Vancom Griffin. Primo was cutting through. Thought it was for her. It goes over her head to the other open Warrior. A step through. No good. Breaks off the block. And now it's Chico State once again. Dribble drive. Denied by Anderson. Anderson takes it away. Now it's Garrett. Trying to earn the points back offensively. Vancom Griffin stepping through, but travels. Looked to be great footwork to start, but shuffled that pivot foot before she was able to step into it. Dribble through the defense, not enough. Hung up on the rim and fell off the wrong side. Primo gets it poked. Anderson, high screen for Garrett. Waiting for it. Garrett picks up her dribble too early. 5 seconds to shoot. Ball is loose. Anderson saying that she's holding her. Taking grab of the jersey. No whistles. Another one. Chico State dominant from three. It's their 10th made three of the game. Primo underneath, bodied from behind. So it'll be the second player for Stanislaw to find themselves at the free throw line. 64-33, 4 minutes to go in the game. It's Stanislaw State Woman Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Chico State, 10 made threes in the game, 38.5% from deep. Stanislaw only holding on to those two made threes from the first half at 16%. They've missed 10 attempts. The field goal percentage on the game, 36%, rather, making 14 shot attempts, and they're led by Dade Scott Mitchell, who has 15 of the team's 33, 50% from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, and 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Until now, she's been the only player to take free throw attempts. Is Alyssa Primo only the second player on the roster to take an attempt today? On the other side, for Chico State, 6 of 8 from the free throw line, again making 10 threes, 24 of 63 in shooting. We are led by Mackenzie Laporte, 21 points, over 50% shooting for her. ...64-35 after Primo spent some time at the free throw line. Chico State will keep the ball after a foul on Deja Scott Mitchell. That's her third foul. Under four to go in the game. Chico State near doubling the score over Stanislaw. Beautiful pass down low and a great finish for Madison Perry. She's played 12.5 minutes, including what she's done now. Now has 6 points, 50% from the field as well. A great shooting day for Chico State, especially in the second half. Primo bouncing foul. More free throws for Alyssa Primo. Another technical foul assessed. This time it'll be on Chico State's number 12, Camille Reed, who picked up the foul, slapping Alyssa Primo on her shot. Primo good on the first of two for the technical foul. Primo will get both, and now she'll be shooting for the shooting foul. So the officials making sure that they have the right call here. They did the two technical free throws. Now they're doing the two free throws because of the shooting foul. But because it was a dead ball technical foul, the Warriors still get the ball after these shots. So that's why the players stayed behind half court for all four free throws. And Primo went 4-for-4 to make it a 66-39 score game with 3.5 to go. Warriors still ball in hand. Here, Primo has 4 straight points at the line. Now 3 in the key on Primo. quick stoppage of play that Chico State was still substituting. Three minutes to go. Chico State not stopping. Here's Deja Scott Mitchell with the steal and the finish. 17 points for Deja Scott Mitchell. Had 15 on Thursday. Had 18 points at Monterey Bay on December 21st. One more basket for her. It'll be a career high. Travel underneath, give the ball back to the Warriors. Garrett to Bearfield. Scott Mitchell waiting on the high post. Now she slides up, ball at the top of the arc. She'll go for the attack. Down low, foul, and more free throws. Scott Mitchell will be at the free throw line for the fourth time today. Foul goes on Meadow Aragon. That's her fifth. Mackenzie LaPorte will enter for the final 2 minutes, 20 seconds. And Amaya Vincon Griffin will also enter and take out Krista Anderson. Scott Mitchell ties her career high with 18 points in a game. ...66-42... closing in on the 2 minute mark. Reed back in the game for Chico State. She exited after a technical foul a couple moments ago. Reports on the ground. Scott Mitchell helps her up. Here's Garrett on the attack. Hands it off to Primo. Up and down will be deflected. Primo still in on the play, and Scott Mitchell will get an easy deuce, and now that's a career high. 20 points for Deja Scott Mitchell. To the open corner. Chico State has been on fire from deep in the second half. This time can't connect. The fourth quarter about to come to a close. 22-point game. Quinn Garrett holding high. Handoff Tia Fairfield. Scott Mitchell at the high post. Primo and Bancom Griffin on the wings. Scott Mitchell will look for three as it pogos off the block. It's a rebound for Kayla Wu. Mackenzie LaPorte. Now it's Reed. Hitting an open shot. 16-footer off the mark. Primo rebound. Could be the final two possessions of the game. Garrett open. Four corner three. Comes out long. She was perfect in the first half and hasn't scored in the second. LaPorte going to dribble out most of the remainder of the game. The 2 second difference between shot and game clock. He'll have to toss something in the air for a shot attempt. The ovation starts to come from the Chico State fans. LaPorte handed the ball to Scott Mitchell with 2 seconds left. Didn't dribble it out. Called for a travel, so that'll be 2.6 seconds. We'll now count down. 66-44 final score. It's a great third quarter for Chico State that eventually just led to victory. At the end of the first half, it was 28-18, and from a 24-point quarter in the third, Stanislaw only put up 8. Fourth quarter paired better for the Warriors, but in the end, Chico State 66-44 final score. Don't forget to join Brian Nelson in a couple of moments as the Wildcats and the Warriors face off again, this time in the men's bracket for Stanislaw State men's basketball. I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We'll have more for you on Blue Chip Broadcasting and Flow College after this.
You've been listening to Stanislaw State Basketball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. And be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.
Stanislaw State final stats. State just got Mitchell, 20 points, 8 rebounds. That's a new career high for her. Behind Alyssa Primo, 12 points. He was 6 from 6 from the free throw line. All of those coming in the fourth quarter. Stanislaw put up 18 points. It was the only quarter that they won, 18-14 over Chico in that final quarter. And mostly thanks to Alyssa Primo, who got her feet under her offensively. Garrett had 5 points all in the first half. Krista Anderson, 4 points. Maya Van Cum Griffin, 3 points all in the first half as well. And for Chico State, they were led by Mackenzie Laporte, put up 21 points and over 50% shooting. 4 of 6 from deep, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That Jordan Allred, who had 10 points, 2 of 6 from deep. And both of those 3-pointers came very early on in the first quarter and couldn't strike from any point after that. Jaden Clifton, Kayla Wu, 8 points apiece, sprinkled in with Meadow Aragon, who eventually fouled out, and Madison Perry, who had 6 points, playing 16 minutes as a secondary player. Chico State had 19 points off turnovers, 26 points in the paint, and 21 bench points, while Stanislaw State, 20 points in the paint, dominating down there, all from Deja Scott Mitchell. You've been listening and watching Stanislaw State Warrior Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting.
You've been listening to Stanislaw State Basketball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. And be sure to visit the archive page for past games. And thank you again for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.